We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Yud Chet in the Machon Shalem edition, page Resh Ayin Bet in the Mosad Arav Kook edition. And the Aran had developed a brainstorm, a new approach to understanding certain punishments that our rabbis taught us about. And he said that when a person transgresses a mitzvah because his yetzer overtook him, so that's why he gets a specific punishment that the Torah tells us. But sometimes a person feels like, the heck with it, I'm not doing all of this. So then the transgression is far more severe, and that's why sometimes when a person will transgress a rabbinic prohibition, he can get the death penalty over it because of his attitude. And so the Ran said that the attitude is what will govern the punishment. And that was the phenomenal thought we learned last week from the Ran. Shema Tomar, perhaps you'll say, where did I get this from? Is there any allusion in the Torah or among our sages to this concept? Yes, I could bring you a clear proof from Tractate Sanhedrin. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaik, quote, it says in the Torah, Ki devar Hashem bazam, for this person has mocked Hashem's word. Ze haomer, the Talmud says, who is this referring to? That someone who says in Torah min haShamayim, the Torah is not coming from heaven. A bunch of old men got together and wrote this book. That's a reference to Dvar Hashem Bazal, one who scorns Hashem's word. V'amru sham, and over there the Talmud says, Rabbi Natan omer, kol sheino mashgiach al mishnato. Rabbi Nassan says, what's the verse referring to when it says a person scorned Hashem's word? A person scorned Hashem's teaching, and that's why he will be uprooted from the Jewish people? That's a reference to someone who is kol sheino mashgiach al mishnato. He isn't careful to review his learning, so he ends up forgetting and misquoting and misteaching. V'zeh inyan tzarich iyun. So we have to understand what's the Talmud talking about. Shekvar amru b'mnachot, the Talmud taught us in Tractate Minachot, HaKorei Kriyat Shema Shachrit V'Arvit Kiyem Mitzvat Lo Yamush. It's enough to read Shema every night and every morning, and you fulfilled the biblical commandment, don't let the words of Torah pass from you day and night. Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Zeh Mipicha Yomam V'Laila V'Agita Bo Yomam V'Laila. Don't let the words of Torah pass from you. You have to learn Torah day and night. So the Talmud says in Menachos, and we rule this way, that a worst case scenario, if you said Shema at night and said Shema in the morning, you fulfilled the obligation of learning day and night. You learned day and night, you said Shema. Uvindarim, and the Talmud tells us in Tractate Nedarim, Mai kamashmalan del zeruze nafshe, haynu drav gidel kamaita, hakamashmalan de bai patan nafshe, b'kiat Shema shachrit v'arvit, mishum hachichai l'shvua lei. If a person takes a vow, so the Talmud over there says that he'll take a vow to learn Torah, and he says, I'll learn day and night, and the Talmud says he took the vow to make himself be more careful. If a person says, I'll get up early in the morning, and I'll learn this whole chapter. So then the Talmud over there says, he made a great vow to Hashem. So the Talmud asks, what did he have to tell me that for? He had to tell me that to teach me, because I might have thought that he's only saying that to rush himself, because technically he fulfilled his obligations by reading Shema in the morning and the night. That's why his vow takes hold, because you can't take a vow on something the Torah already obligated you. So the Talmud in Nedarim also assumes that you don't have to learn more Torah than that. The bare minimum you fulfilled by reading Shema in the morning and the night. And that's why you could take a vow, I'll learn this whole chapter today. Because you're not taking a vow on something the Torah obligated you. The Torah doesn't obligate you to learn more than Shema in the morning and Shema at night. That's the bare minimum. You did it. So if the Talmud assumes in Menachos and in Nedarim that you fulfilled your bare minimum with that, so then how could Rabbi Nassan say, if you're not careful to review your learning, that's called you scorned the word of God? What do you mean? We have other sources throughout the Talmud that you didn't scorn the word of God. You did your minimum learning by reading Shema in the morning and the night. So how does Rabbi Natan say that? In Kenhecha Mukan, Shemish Osek Batorah Tamin, Neshano Mashkiach Mishnato, Yevichla, Kidvar Shem Baza. The Talmud seems to say you could spend all day and all night learning, but you're never reviewing. You're not careful to review and retain what you've learned. So then that's called you scorn the Word of God. Why? I've done much more than my bare minimum. How could that be called scorning? V'atirutz Baza. So the answer here, says the Ran, Kimish Eino Osek Batorah, Eino Bozet Var Shem Itbarach. If you're just sitting at home, tying your tzitzis, you're not doing anything. So, you're not mocking God's word. But if a person is learning, he's just not careful to remember it right. So, you're learning, and then you do something else, and you learn some more, but you're never reviewing. You're not making sure to get it right. So then, you think he's doing more. Says the Ran, no, his learning is a learning that mocks the word of Hashem. This is, again, this phenomenal concept that the Ran is developing, which we said does not seem to be agreed upon by other commentaries, but this is his stance.
He says you're chayav mita.
This goes back to his position. Yeah, he says you're chayav mita for any rabbinic, anything you do that you're not taking the Torah seriously, according to the Ran, is going to be chayav mita. Yeah, that's... So, yeah, the Ran is taking a very severe stance here. Okay, this is how he understood it. Hinei hochachnu. So here, the Ran says, this is my proof. That whenever a person transgresses because he mocks a mitzvah, because he doesn't take it seriously, that's where we say he gets a death penalty. And that's what the sages meant. He who transgresses a rabbinic ordinance gets a death penalty. Yeah.
So one of the
Michaels
is to make it through Shas
Mishnayot.
So I'm still very far from my goal. But like it does happen a lot that I'll read the Mishnah and I won't understand a lot, and I'll read the Kachati and I still won't understand a lot. And I don't like go back because I want to just be able to get through it and like feel have that under my belt. And I made it through Shas Mishnayos, so even though I didn't understand. So is that what he's talking about?
I don't think so. I think the Ran is talking about a situation where you're learning. And you have the capacity to teach, and you have the capacity to give halachic ruling. And
no, he's not talking about little guys.
Look, in every area of learning, we have this question, am I taking the learning seriously? What you're saying is, I'm taking the learning seriously. This is the way that, for me, is going to be a serious foundation for my learning. At this stage of the game, I shouldn't be reviewing. I have to cover the ground. And then in the future, I'll learn for retention. Right now you're learning to lay a foundation. The Talmud says that's the way to go. Talmud says, ligros inish. First you have to cover a certain amount of ground. Vehoder lisbar. And only afterwards can you start going more in depth. So the Ran isn't talking about that. And anyways, you're not doing it because you're mocking anything. Even according to the Ran, you're not mocking anything. You're just working the system the way that works for you. And in fact, I think the Ran would even agree that you're doing the right thing. The Talmud tells us you got to cover ground. That's what I tell guys here. Cover the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in English. Learn the Tanakh in English. There's getting tools and there's covering ground. And one of the tools you need is to cover ground. And people sometimes overlook it. They're so focused on learning how to learn to get that tool. No, you're right. You have to cover ground. You have to know. People are working on getting their Hebrew down pat, which is very important. But they also have to learn Tanakh. So learn the Parsha in English, but at least learn the Parsha. So it'll take you much, much, much less time. You won't have the tools, but you'll have covered the ground. So I agree with what you're doing. And I think the Talmud agrees, and I think the Ran would agree. So the Ran is... no problem, yeah. Right. So the Ran, we're again, this time the Ran brought a proof for his harsh stance that one who transgresses or doesn't perform a mitzvah, and the reason is because he slights or he mocks the mitzvah, that's where he'd be obligated the death penalty. And here the Ran brought a support to that from the idea that you fulfilled your minimum obligation to learn Torah by reading Shema in the morning and at night, and yet if you don't review your learning, then in one place the Talmud seems to say one could get the death penalty for it. So the Ran says, right, that's talking about a person who mocks his learning and says, I'm not learning, I'm not reviewing. So there, even though he's fulfilling his minimum in learning, but that mocking attitude is what brings with it that severe punishment.